Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Science Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Wednesday morning, October 22nd, 2025, and we have a great mix of science headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline. Updated CPR guidelines tackle choking response, opioid-related emergencies, and a revised chain of survival. The updated CPR guidelines released by the American Heart Association include new recommendations for managing choking and suspected opioid overdose. The guidelines advise alternating back blows and abdominal thrusts for conscious children and adults with choking, and back blows and chest thrusts for infants. The guidelines also provide public access guidance on naloxone use for opioid overdoses. Additionally, the guidelines emphasize the importance of a single chain of survival for all forms of cardiac arrest. Improved lay rescuer response through media campaigns and training, and the ability to teach effective CPR and defibrillation to children 12 years and older. These guidelines aim to empower individuals to act quickly in life-threatening situations. For more information, visit the American Heart Association website.
From global forecasts to local resilience, why small-scale climate models matter now. As the world faces escalating climate threats, global models alone cannot meet the urgent demand for localized adaptation strategies. High-resolution, local-scale modeling tools are crucial for integrating environmental, social, and economic dynamics to support climate adaptation and sustainable development. These models bridge the gap between global projections and local realities, helping communities assess risks, plan interventions, and strengthen resilience against extreme weather and long-term climatic changes. A new perspective published in Frontiers of Environmental Science and Engineering highlights the need for local-scale modeling tools to transform global forecasts into actionable insights. These models, operating at city, regional, or national levels, are essential for tailoring adaptation strategies and designing more resilient cities and policies in the face of accelerating climate change. Themida framework transforms land cover prediction. A new deep learning framework named Themida has revolutionized land cover prediction in Australia's savanna biome. By analyzing 33 years of satellite data alongside environmental factors, Themida achieves a 93.4% accuracy in predicting annual land cover categories, surpassing traditional models. This framework delivers probabilistic outputs reflecting uncertainty and captures ecological shifts at various spatial scales. Themida integrates advanced neural network architectures with multi-decadal satellite observations, offering unprecedented accuracy in forecasting future land cover changes. The model's potential for ecological forecasting and practical applications in land management and biodiversity protection has been highlighted in a recent study published in the Journal of Remote Sensing.
Dual energy catalysis open new pathways to carbon recycling. Recent research has shown that dual energy catalysis, combining sources like light with heat or electricity with heat, can significantly improve the efficiency, selectivity, and stability of converting carbon dioxide into fuels and chemicals. This approach, highlighted in a review by Shenzhen University of Advanced Technology and collaborators, offers a promising pathway to overcome barriers in CO2 reduction and advance carbon recycling technologies. By integrating thermal, photonic, electrical, and plasma energies, synergetic catalytic systems demonstrate enhanced CO2 conversion efficiency, providing a versatile platform for sustainable energy solutions. These multi-energy inputs not only increase selectivity for valuable products like methanol and methane, but also pave the way for reducing greenhouse gas emissions and achieving long-term carbon neutrality goals. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Science Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.